Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a new option for SEPTA commuters who forgot to bring their mask before they got on board. A New York company today is installing mask vending machines at Suburban Station. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Forget your face covering, or maybe you just left it on the train. Pop $3 into one of the four rapid mask-to-go vending machines going into Suburban Station today, and you'll get an individually wrapped mask. Company founder David Edelman says the first machine went up in New York's Lower East Side 2 months ago.
This is a convenient option. It's right in front of you. It's something you can see. It's a product you get on demand. And I think New Yorkers especially appreciate that, and I think the people of Philadelphia will as well.
The machines are being installed at Suburban Station today, just in time for more frequent regional rail schedules this week. The machines dispense KN95 masks, as well as disinfectant wipes and hand sanitizer. Edelman says the KN95 masks aren't medical grade, but adequate for general use. Edelman says the company is also looking at expanding to other Philadelphia locations. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.